Welcome to the Clubhouse with Shane Bacon, a production of iHeartRadio. Welcome to the Clubhouse with Shane Bacon. I am your host, Shane Bacon, and don't normally do this. We don't invite the guest right in, but this whole episode is about myself and the guest. So I figured why not introduce them right away and we'll get going. Damon Hack of the Golf Channel joining me. Shane Bacon of the Golf Channel? Is that what we say here, Damon?
I think the rumors are true, buddy. We're going to be working together, it sounds like, and pretty darn soon.
Yeah, announcement today. Really exciting stuff. Really happy to be joining the NBC team and the Golf Channel crew. I feel honored. I feel humbled. All of those emotions that come when somebody reaches out to you with interest is a part of what's gone on the last few weeks and last couple of months. But Damon, as I was talking to the people that are our bosses and the people that are the movers and shakers in and around NBC Sports and Golf Channel, I was waiting around to see who I would be working closely with. And I find out about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, it's you, which is like, you know, it's like opening the perfect holiday gift and then walking outside wearing the jacket and realizing that they also bought you a car. You know, it's like this I shouldn't be this lucky. This is awesome.
Well, I tell you what, the feeling is mutual. I was kind of left in the dark, not really knowing what was going to be happening with me in this move in 2021, who I'd be sitting next to. And when I found out that it was going to be Shane Bacon, someone who I've respected from afar, who I spent a magical week with at Band and Dunes, and I'm sure we'll get into that as the days, weeks, and months, and maybe this podcast wear on, but buddy, you're as versatile and talented as anyone in the business. You love this game as much as anyone in the business. And that means a lot just on its own. So to be able to work with you and talk about this great game as we're going to do 5 days a week on Golf Channel, I could not ask for anything better.
Yeah, well, the new show, just so people know, it's called Golf Today, obviously playing off NBC's Today Show success and the great job they do over there. Golf Today is going to be a daily show. You and I are going to be rocking and rolling, I believe, Wednesday through Sunday. Is that right, Damon?
That's exactly right. Wednesday through Sunday, we'll kind of set up that week's tournament and then really every day set up every round and kind of get inside the game and the stories. And we've kind of talked about, you know, what we hope the show will be. I think it's going to be unpredictable and not really a formulaic type of show, but we're going to kind of go where the tea leaves take us and where the stories take us, you know, inside what these players are working on, the best players in the world, but also just the game as a whole. As you know, we're lovers of this game. We play this game at two completely different levels, by the way. One of us is actually a very good player. I'll let your listeners decide on who among us is really, really good, who happens to just be passionate and loves it, but can barely get the ball around the golf course. But I think all of those things combined, our love of covering the game, of talking about the game, of playing the game, of interviewing the best players in the world and the coaches and the movers and shakers and stakeholders in this game, it's going to be what I envision a one-stop shopping for the golf fan. And I think it's going to be an absolute blast really seeing this show evolve into whatever it eventually becomes.
Yeah, definitely. I was going to ask you that. I was going to get into it in a bit, but I figure, I mean, I'll do it right now since you mentioned it. I mean, you joined the Golf Channel back in 2012 and, you know, you have worked in a lot of positions at the Golf Channel. How excited are you for this opportunity to create a show? I mean, you've been a part of so many shows, and I know you've been so influential in how those shows go, but this really, your first chance to kind of create from the ground up a new show with our producers and with all of our talented team behind the scenes. But how excited is that for you?
It's a huge honor. I don't take it lightly. It's a huge responsibility to really start something fresh. I've been a part of Morning Drive now since 2012. So thankful that Molly Solomon, the executive producer, brought me down. I was living in New York and working for Sports Illustrated, and to have the chance to make the move to television and for her to trust me and my background as a sports writer covering golf in the National Football League for SI and the New York Times and covering for Newsday and the 49ers for the Sacramento Bee, and taking this, you know, ink-stained wretch, as it were, this old newspaper guy, and magazine guy and let them talk and run his mouth on television has been quite a joy, and connecting with viewers and being excited and passionate about the game. And I want to take it to the next level. I want to continue to build relationships with our viewers and be transparent and be, you know, authentic. And I know that you're built the same way. And I think it's going to be a collaborative effort between us and our producers, obviously, but I think it's also a great chance to build on the chemistry that I think we already have. I think both of us are kind of quietly excited about, you know, what this show could become, and what a great honor for both of us that Golf Channel has kind of given us the ball and say, hey, you know, you guys run with it and let's see where it goes.
Yeah, we had our first meeting, official meeting, I guess, on Monday, as you guys are listening to this on Tuesday or beyond, had our first official meeting on Monday. And Damon, my wife and I, and my wife, credit to her, is an unbelievable rock star when it comes to managing, you know, paperwork and I would say all the tasks that I hate doing when it comes to something huge like a move. My wife just does them all, and I'm the guy that's like, she, you know, kind of dragging his feet, and she's giving me the side eye like, hey, you probably need to box some stuff up today. But I'm watching during this meeting, you know, the Women's Open is wrapping up on a Monday, and I have the iPad onto the side, as I think everybody in the meeting had, because obviously we have to keep one eye on what's happening in the golf world. And I couldn't help but feel like the Women's Open was mirroring my life. They showed a replay of Thursday. All the players are in shorts, and it's this beautiful day in Houston. And come Sunday, it is this really, really nasty earmuff, parka jacket weather day. And I brought up my wife to say one thing we've both echoed throughout this whole experience is I am, you know, on cloud nine in terms of the excitement level of the job part, but we also have to move our lives from Arizona to Connecticut. I couldn't help but look at this and go, it's a little about what I'm going to have to deal with. I'm going to go from shorts weather. I'm wearing shorts right now, Damon, to the Northeast. It's a little bit chillier there. You're there right now. What are we expecting as we encounter Connecticut in January?
Oh, I can tell you what you're expecting and what I'm living with and dealing with right now. It's snow today. Today was my first snow day in Westport, Connecticut was today. And it was, a balmy, what, 28 degrees, the real field temperature, they call it real field temperature. You know, what's a real field temperature? I'm learning about that as well. I mean, buddy, not a lot of golf courses are open right now. Things are shut down. I mean, the really good clubs and places, they might have like an indoor facility where you can kind of get a little toasty and hit some shots out of like a three-sided trailer or something. But, buddy, it's going to be very hard to work on your game year round. You have to really improvise and try to figure things out.
It's okay.
So it's stricter on
that, and that's okay. I mean, we are going to be busy. That's the key is we're going to be so busy January, February, March, and beyond that I'm not sure that we'll be missing really time on the links. I think once we get away from work, it's going to be families and kiddos and us focusing on that. But we have a positive only rule in our household right now. So again, with moving and packing and, you know, wrapping glasses. And I one of my jobs today was to wrap all our pictures in that sticky, you know, safety, whatever the hell the plastic is that they give us. But that was one of my jobs today. And yeah, I'm still sitting there. I'm whistling. I'm enjoying it. I'm listening to a podcast. I'm trying to stay positive as I'm getting set to wear a few more jackets than we tend to do here in Arizona. But I wanted to go through with you, if you will, a few questions that people might have. I jotted down some questions that people might have for us about our new show, Golf Today. Number one question that I can see people asking, and so I'm going to present this to you, is Damon and Shane, you know, we know you guys love golf, but there's not an analyst on the show. How are you guys going to dive deep into the golf? So I wanted to present that to you first, Damon.
I think it's a great question. I think we'll have analysts on from time to time, but not necessarily a regular analyst. I think we use our powers of observation, our powers of reporting. Both of us have, you know, a pretty good Rolodex of people that we know inside the game, from players and coaches. I'm not above texting a player, texting a coach, calling a coach, calling a player from time to time. It'll be great to get some insight from inside the ropes on a Wednesday or a Thursday and interview some players and get some players' press conferences and pull some quotes from the internet, from social media, from press conferences that we're able to break down and talk about. I mean, we've both been covering this game and loving this game for a long time. And I think if there are things that we need to pull some different opinion. If we need a, you know, an Eamon Lynch from Golf Week to talk about a story he wrote, or Brandel Chambly to break down a specific aspect of the footwork or the shaft lean of a player, I'm sure we won't be above bringing somebody on and having them lend their expertise. But I think both of us, with our knowledge of the game, love of the game, we're not going to be afraid to take some pretty big swings ourselves into the matters that are surrounding our great game.
Yeah, I think it's knowing the sport and it's explaining the sport with the knowledge that is well beyond your abilities, I guess, is probably the key way of doing that. You know, I give a lot of credit to now the No Dunks crew, but they're previously the Starters and Basketball Jones, even before that, when I used to work with Jay Skeets at Yahoo Sports back in the day. But, you know, I give a lot of credit to groups of people like that who started a show about basketball, and those four guys on the set weren't professional basketball players and didn't play professional basketball, but they were knowledgeable enough to speak on the sport. They knew what to say and how to say it. They never overstepped, you know, really into that player world, trying to talk of maybe the ins and outs of behind the scenes, because they didn't know that much about it. And I even think in our sport, I mean, the No Laying Up guys have done such a great job of establishing a group of people that talk about golf and know golf, and they have different personalities and, you know, different experiences in the sport, but they're able to talk on it because they know enough about the players and the stats and the history of those players at events, at tournaments. And so really, we've seen people do this before. I just feel like on TV, you know, it maybe isn't the normal thing to have to have a show without an analyst. But I think you and I are also two guys that are okay with asking the questions. You know, we don't have to sit around and act like we know everything. I think that's a very important part of this, is asking the whys to the people that know the answer to our questions.
Absolutely. I think at the basic level, for both of us, we're curious minds. We're reporters. I love asking questions, probing questions, questions that elicit answers and responses where I can kind of stay out of the way and where I can learn and be educated, and the viewer can learn and be educated. And there's different, you know, aspects and strengths that we'll bring to the show. I mean, I've been to South Korea, for example. I was thinking about A-Lim Kim winning this U.S. Open that we saw on a Monday finish. And I'm thinking, my God, I've been to South Korea. I might not be able to break down all the aspects of her swing, but I do know what that country is like as a powerhouse golf nation that has minor league. You know, we talk about the LPGA over there. It's the KLPGA is televised, and then there's minor league golf below that's televised, and then the level below that is televised. And speaking of levels, they have, you know, you talk about Top Golf and Shot Makers and all these, you know, things that are sprouting up here. That's been the way of South Korean golf for decades and decades.
Right.
And they're dotted all over Seoul and different parts of South Korea. And it's no wonder that they're producing major championship winners at such a high clip. So we'll be able to figure our way around this great game, as both of us have done from afar. And now we'll do it side by side.
We're going to take a quick break and be right back. Damon, this is more of a question for you, because you'll have obviously a better feel for that now, and especially over the last few years of just working on it. But, you know, with Morning Drive going away and Golf Today, you know, coming out in the start of 2021, what do you feel like will be similar to Morning Drive? What do you feel like will be different to Morning Drive with what you and I are going to do?
I tell you, it's been such a joy for me, who a TV newbie back in 2012, to be able to work alongside, you know, too many great people to count on Morning Drive, and to be able to laugh and have some fun. And that's probably my biggest joy, was collaborating with people on the show and having some great laughs with the Charlie Reimers and Gary Williams of the world, and a more recent vintage of, you know, Robert Dameron and LT and Anna Whiteley and Paige. It's just been fun to have a group that you wake up with every day, and you got the your eyes are barely open when you're walking into the office, and you're trying to figure out, okay, you know, what's this rundown going to look like? And then you build a family. And I think that chemistry is so important. And my favorite aspect of Morning Drive was the chemistry that we built. And I think that's going to be a big part what makes our show successful, Shane, is that we have the chemistry and the respect for one another, and the idea of rowing in the same direction and not being afraid to disagree if we do disagree, but also having a healthy respect for one another. So I think chemistry is hugely important, and I imagine that'll be a big part of what we do. We interviewed a lot of people on Morning Drive. I imagine we'll do that as well. We'll have the cameras on the ground as we did at times at Morning Drive. I'm hoping one thing that's different is we have more cameras on the ground for golf today, that we're able to sit on players a little bit more and talk about what they're working on. What are their joys and what are their fears and what are their, you know, ceilings and limitations in this game? And both of us have spent enough time around these players as, you know, interviewees and interviewers, spending time with them after major championships or tour events and talking to them about what they're working on and what they want to accomplish. So I'm just hoping that we can convey our love of the game. And in talking to viewers of Golf Channel, they know that, my energy is real. Your energy is real. I'm so excited to have the job I have, to be able to talk about the game that I love, to collaborate with people on the air. And I hope that good feeling of chemistry and collaboration continues. And I expect that it will.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting you bring up the chemistry part of Morning Drive and how much fun you had working with that crew. My first ever TV opportunity back in 2014, I went into an office at one point with Ahmad Rashad, who, you know, I'd watched, you know, as a kid and was in awe of, you know, everything he did in and around the NBA. And so I'm kind of in this room with Ahmad Rashad. You know, you're like, oh my God, what is this guy going to say to me? And he told me, he said, you know, the most important thing about television, especially a studio show, is chemistry, because the show's only as good as the chemistry you have with your coworker, with your co-host. And I always took that and found that so interesting. I've had opportunities in both sides where it's worked great, and I've had times where maybe it wasn't the most amazing chemistry in the world. And every time that's been the case, I always go back to that Ahmad Rashad moment, because it's so true what he told me. So that is something I'm again, going back to the fact that I got the announcement, hey, Damon and you are doing this. I was like, well, this is, and yet I'm getting paid as well. This is like such a bonus. I mean, the chemistry part, check the list, which brings me to my next question, Damon. Next question viewers might have: didn't you guys peak in 2014 is the question. And it's a fair one to bring up. It's a fair one to bring up.
I'm wondering, did Matt Ginella ask that question? Who
get that texted in or something?
So we took down in 2014 at the Uncle Tony Invitational at Bandon Dunes. And that's where this relationship really started. I mean, both of us were kind of making our way in the business before then, but we were, you know, paired together, teamed together at Bandon Dunes. And this is, of course, you know, well known in golf circles, Matt Ginella's annual, you know, hit and giggle, I guess you'd call it, but it gets pretty serious there on the weekends as folks try to bring home that title. There's a lot of revelry and laughs. You know, they've had it at Pinehurst. They've most notably had it, more regularly had it at Bandon Dunes. And we went out there, and Shane, of course, who's, you know, trying to qualify for national championships and competed at Pac-12 powerhouse out in Arizona. And here I am, like, new to the game for the most part as a player, stuck in the high teens with my handicap. And we somehow, well, I'll tell you from my perspective, if Shane Bacon is your partner, And I imagine this would be both in front of the camera or when you're playing golf together, it just frees you up to be your best. So I'm playing alongside the big lefty who's hitting 300 yards, and somehow I'm able to put together two or three rounds in the 80s, a couple of eagles, including on the third hole at Bandon Trails, driver, six iron, downwind, 3-for-1, fist bumps all around, and we took Matt Ginella out, and that was really... that was the haymaker. That was like the big punch. And Ginella and his partner, Tim, they never really recovered, Shane. You were there. You saw the look of doubt in their eyes, as if they had been visited by Nicklaus and Palmer in the Ryder Cup. We took them down.
I will never forget the look on their face. So Hack makes 3-for-1 on a par 5, okay? Makes an eagle, gets a couple pops. So he makes a net one, which it for those counting at home is good on the card. That's a really good thing to do. So the next hole is a tricky, kind of difficult par 4. And then the next hole at Bandon Trails is one of their signature short par 3s on the entire resort. And you hit the flag. So you went 3-for-1 and then hit the flag two holes later. And they just, they were looking at each other. They were looking at us. They were looking at caddies. I mean, they were looking at the deer that were passing over behind the greens, you know, everything they could stare at. They couldn't believe what was happening. And with all that going down, I remember Janela had a putt on 18 to Tyus, and I believe he lipped it out from like 20 feet.
Yeah.
He had a hell of a putt, but that was a lot of fun. And to answer the question, yes, we did peak in 2014, possibly as golf partners, not TV partners.
Yeah, exactly. I think that was a good place for us to, you know, I mean, who would have known 6 years later and now it's seven, we talk about 2021, that we would be able to collaborate on a golf show together. But man, that was the real deal. My golf has not really improved. That was probably my high watermark as a golfer. They're not even probably about it. To have that week of just joy and to have a partner who's playing so well that I was able to kind of just get out of my own head for a couple of days and just kind of see the ball, hit a couple of fairways, make a few putts. I hope we get to do that again. I imagine with you being out in the Northeast and us doing a show together, we'll get out and play some golf. We might start going out and like start taking some folks down. We'll go to clubs and we'll go to some munis and start to like Trevino back in the day. We'll go out there and start just, you know, cleaning people's clock.
I like that. I won't even carry any cash in my pocket. I just know we'll leave exactly. with it. You know, that's, I guess that's to continue with the Trevino legacy.
We're going to take a quick break and be right back.
Damon, before I go, you're up there. You've already moved. How much research have you already done on where you may possibly lay your sticks, so we say, and become a member? How much? Because I just want to say I may or may not have done a decent amount of research already, and I'm still in Arizona.
Well, buddy, you that's a great question that you asked, and I can tell you quite a bit. I've had phone calls. I have visited places. I've talked to membership directors, directors of golf, head professionals, both on the Connecticut side of the border and the New York side of the border, and the New Jersey. I've been to New Jersey as well. So I'm not afraid to pick up a phone and go make a visit to a golf club anywhere I'd say within 50 miles, we'll say. I've been to quite a few places. Things are shutting down, but my eyes are wide open. And I'm open to the highest bidder, whoever wants me, Shane. And maybe we'll be a package deal. Maybe we'll say, hey, you know, let's take us both, and maybe we'll make something happen. Maybe have some fun.
Yeah, I'm not sure how our bosses are going to like it when one day we both show up on set and we're both wearing the logoed polo from the same course. Like, guys, you're gonna have to change. I just want to let you know that you will not be allowed to wear this on set at the same time. We get the point. We get you guys joined a club. But I think you can hear it in our voices. We're really excited. I'm really excited. I, again, just want to say to everybody at the NBC team and the Golf Channel crew, to Molly and everybody, I mean, to get a chance to do a show on Golf Channel is a dream come true. You know, Damon, I don't know if you know this about me, but I've had one job that I wanted to do my entire life, and it was to be a sports broadcaster. I mean, I have, you know, videos, VHS videos that I tossed in the VCR back in my high school days, and even in seventh and eighth grade, where I was recording Keith Jackson games and listening to them and reading about broadcasting. I sent Stuart Scott a note when I was in high school on best processes of getting into the broadcasting world. He was nice enough to write back. I went to school. I joined the newspaper my freshman year. I had to lie and say I was a writer, and I went home and wrote a couple of fake stories and brought them to the newspaper, and then they hired me. I mean, I've always wanted to get and be in this world, specifically on the TV side. And so, you know, to have your name associated with a show on Golf Channel is, I mean, I couldn't ask for anything better. And again, as I said, to start this, I'm humbled, I'm honored, I'm excited. I can't wait for our first show and our second show and our 50th show and our 200th show. I'm excited about it. I can't wait to put our hands on it and see what comes out of it. So thank you for agreeing to this. Thank you for, you know, agreeing to have me as a part of this as well. I can't wait to get out there and get the ball rolling on it. And I cannot wait to sit next to you and talk golf.
Buddy, you were the kid in Texas, and I was the kid in California, you know, listening to Vin Scully and Chick Hearn and dreaming of a similar career. So for us to be able to have some heroes in this business and to be able to follow through on our dreams and to be able to talk about a game we love and to do it with each other, I cannot ask for a better gift for 2021, and I can't wait to get started, my friend.
Golf Today is our new show, Golf Today, and we will start rocking in early January. And to everybody out there, thank you so much for listening. Cannot wait to transition you from a listener to a viewer, I believe is the right term. So I hope you follow along as well with this new journey in my life and in a I would say a different street that Damon's going to go down. You know, same neighborhood, different street, but it's a lot of new stuff. And as I said, the show will look a little bit different in March than it looks in January, and probably will look different in June than it looks in March. So that's our commitment is to give you the best product and to give you something that we would want to watch as well. And that's what we're excited about. So tune in early January. Damon, enjoy the time off from me because I'll be there soon. And then you'll have to hang out with me a lot. So that's going to be part of the God job.
That works for me. Safe travels. Rest up, buddy, because we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to spend a lot of energy on the air.
Absolutely. Thanks, Damon. The Clubhouse with Shane Bacon is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.